Hayem Yem Zayin Tishrei, Kitzer Biur Eifen Hadalad, an abridged version of the explanation of the Rebbe Rashab on the teaching of Reb Zusha Me'anipoli to break down tshuva into five parts, and we are now at the fourth letter, which is the letter Beis. So this corresponds with the posik Bechol Drochecho Do'eyu, in all your ways you should know him. A person who applies his heart and his mind and observes everything that happens to him and around him, he sees godliness in actuality. As the Mittler Rebbe once said, the advantage that businessmen have over scholars who sit and learn in yeshiva, they see godliness in reality. And this is the Avedas HaTshuva Habo Mir'iyas HaShgocha Protis. This is the service of tshuva that comes as a result from seeing divine providence. Now the whole idea is to contemplate whatever you are doing and see the godliness in it. Every person, especially businessmen, see every day they see divine providence. Exactly this happened at this moment, exactly when he needed it. He went to this place, he met this person, and things worked out. And this is Hashgacha Pratis. He sees God's hand in everything he does. This is a path of tshuva, that a person, when he sees the divine providence, he sees the true existence of the world. The real existence of the world is godliness and God. Therefore, he wants to connect with God, and he doesn't see the world as an entity unto itself. And this is the tshuva. We're saying, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. You should return and come close to God, your Lord, that the godliness, the godliness that is transcending the world, you feel it in the mundane and material world.